Chapter 42. Paul's Years of Ministry. Paul was a strong worker for God. Paul traveled continually from place to place. Sometimes Paul walked through enemy country. Sometimes Paul traveled over water through storms and fierce winds. Paul let nothing stop him from doing God's work. Paul was a servant of God and must do God's will. Through preaching and writing, Paul gave a message that brought help and strength to God's church. Paul's message is for us also who live at the close of this earth's history. The message tells of the dangers that will threaten the church. The message tells of false teachings the people of God will have to meet. Paul went from country to country and from city to city, preaching Christ and organizing churches. Wherever people would listen, Paul worked to teach men and women what was right. If only a few people believed, Paul still organized them into a church. Paul never forgot the churches he had started. Paul always gave his care and interest to small churches. Paul had to do other things besides preach. Paul worked with his hands to earn his living. Paul organized churches and wrote letters to churches already organized. Paul was a man with many talents, but he said, "This one thing I do." Philippians 3, verse 13. Paul's one great aim was to be faithful to Christ. Before Paul's conversion, he had spoken insulting words against Christ. Then Paul had done all in his power to make others insult Christ. While Paul was doing this, Christ showed himself to Paul. From that time, the one great purpose of the apostle's life was to serve and honor Christ, whose name he had hated. Paul's real desire was to win people to the Savior. Jews and Gentiles might persecute him, but nothing could turn Paul from serving his Lord. Paul reviews his experience. Paul wrote to the Philippians and described his experience before and after he was converted. Paul said, "If anyone thinks he can trust in external ceremonies, I have even more reason to feel that way. I was circumcised when I was a week old. I am an Israelite by birth, of the tribe of Benjamin, a pure-blooded Hebrew. As far as keeping the Jewish law is concerned, I was a Pharisee. And I was so zealous that I persecuted the church. As far as a person can be righteous by obeying the commands of the law, I was without fault." Philippians 3, verse 4-6. After Paul's conversion, his testimony was, "All those things that I might count as profit, I now reckon as loss for Christ's sake. Not only those things, I reckon everything as complete loss for the sake of what is so much more valuable, the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake I have thrown everything away. I consider it all as mere garbage, so that I may gain Christ and be completely united with him. I no longer have a righteousness of my own, the kind that is gained by obeying the law. I now have the righteousness that is given through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is based on faith." Philippians 3, verse 7-9. The righteousness that Paul had once thought was valuable now was not important. The longing of Paul was, "All I want is to know Christ and to experience the power of his resurrection, to share in his sufferings and become like him in his death. I do not say, that I have already succeeded or have already become perfect. I keep striving to win the prize for which Christ Jesus has already won me to himself. Of course, my brothers, I really do not think that I have already won it. The one thing I do, however, is to forget what is behind me and do my best to reach what is ahead. So I run straight toward the goal in order to win the prize, which is God's call through Christ Jesus to the life above." Philippians 3, verse 10 to 14. See, hear, feel with Paul. See Paul in an underground prison cell at Philippi. Paul's back was bleeding, his body filled with pain. Hear Paul's song of praise that breaks the silence of midnight. Feel the earthquake that opens the prison doors. Hear Paul's words of cheer to the heathen jailer. Do not hurt yourself. We are all here. See every prisoner in his place, kept there by the presence of one fellow prisoner. The jailer believes in the faith that helps Paul and asks Paul how to be saved. The jailer, with his entire family, unite with the persecuted group of Christ's followers. See Paul at Athens, speaking before the Council of Men on Mars Hill. Hear him meet their science with God's science, their reasoning with true reasoning. Notice how, with wisdom and divine love, Paul points to Jehovah as the unknown God, the God the people of Athens had worshipped, not knowing whom he was. Paul describes God as a father. Then he repeats words from one of Athens' poets. We too are his children. Paul knows that the rights of people are usually not recognized, so he tells the great truth of brotherhood. From one man, he, God, created all races of mankind and made them live throughout the whole earth. He himself fixed beforehand the exact times and limits of the places where they would live. He did this so that they would look for him and perhaps find him as they felt around for him. Yet God is actually not far from any one of us. Acts 17, verse 26-27. Hear Paul in the court of Festus. King Agrippa, realizing the truth of the gospel, exclaims, "Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian." How gently and thoughtfully Paul replies, "I would to God that not only thou, but also all that hear me this day, were both almost and altogether such as I am." Paul lifts his chained hands and adds, "Accept these bonds." Acts 26, verse 28-29. The life of Paul was described in his own words. "In my many travels I have been in danger from floods and from robbers, in danger from fellow Jews and from Gentiles. There have been dangers in the cities, dangers in the wilds, dangers on the high seas, and dangers from false friends. There has been work and toil. Often I have gone without sleep. I have been hungry and thirsty. I have often been without enough food, shelter, or clothing." 2 Corinthians 11, verse 26-27. When we are cursed, we bless. When we are persecuted, we endure. When we are insulted, we answer back with kind words. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 12-13, TEV. Although saddened, we are always glad. We seem poor, but we make many people rich. We seem to have nothing, yet we really possess everything. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 10. Ministry in chains. Paul was a prisoner for a long time, but the Lord used Paul to do a special work. Paul worked while a prisoner by spreading the gospel and glorifying God. Paul was sent from city to city for his trial. Paul told the interesting events of his own conversion before kings and governors. The kings and governors were left without an excuse regarding Jesus. Thousands of people believed on the Savior and rejoiced in his name. I, Ellen White, saw that God's special purpose was fulfilled in Paul's journey on the sea. The Lord wanted the men on the ship to see the power of God through Paul. The Lord also wanted the heathen to hear the name of Jesus. Many people were converted through the teaching of Paul and by seeing the miracles Paul did. Kings and governors were charmed by Paul's reasoning. With zeal and power from the Holy Spirit, Paul preached Jesus and told his own personal experience. The people who listened felt sure that Jesus was the Son of God.